At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing,
The Art of Producing,
and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. We also have the online Sound Treatment Center with many practitioners. We use a program that's way better quality than Zoom. Go to Sound Treatment Center to check out the practitioners and to book a session. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Well, that's our new intro. These are the things we have going on right now at the Institute. We've got our in-person classes coming up on January 22nd, and that's the whole certificate program, half online, half here. We also have the online version that's starting. You could start next Saturday the 14th or January 7th. We also have our recording program that starts January 21st, and then we have our next voice analysis harmony training starting February 2nd. So those are the upcoming events. Again, I'm David Gibson. Welcome, welcome. And today's show is about how to be at peace in the midst of challenges and conflicts. This is a class we do here at the Institute, and I'm just going to give you a little overview of the first half of it. Our intention is that you're able to be at peace no matter what's going on in your life. Wouldn't that be incredible? Oh my God. Oh my God. So, let's begin. You know, there's a lot of different challenges that we have in our life, and they generally fall into three main categories. And that would be health, wealth, and relationships. That's most of it right there, right? Now, there could be world changes or catastrophes or economic collapse. It could even be politics. Of course, that's a big one these days. It used to be the virus and the vaccine. It could be a pole shift, or it could just be loud, annoying noises around you. All of these are chaotic vibrations. If we were to, let's think of it this way. Think of all of the challenges and conflicts you have going on in your life. It may take a while. It's again, health, wealth, and relationships generally are most of them right there. And then, if I think of the three main ones I have going on, they actually fall right into those categories. And then what you can do is tune in to the main one, the biggest one that is the biggest challenge, and bring it into your body. And then, if you're not scared, make the sound of how it makes you feel. I'm going to do the sound of my three. It's a chaotic vibration. That sound and that vibration is not good for you. Not only that, it will kill you over time. We so commonly get entrained into these chaotic vibrations around us, or the chaotic vibrations inside us, in our own head and emotions. Right? And this is about creating a stable, consistent vibration to overcome this chaos around you. And that stable, consistent vibration, well, we're going to go through a lot of different. We have 11, but we're going to probably only go through about half of them today. Right? And this can be really, really effective. Now, when we actually do this in the class, we actually play these really horrible frequencies and have people do the exercise. And it's really interesting because by the end of the class, everybody's, oh, can you keep playing those horrible frequencies? We're in bliss here as they learn how to actually overcome them with the exercises. I might play the frequencies just for a second, but if you're not 100% focused, it can really be too much. I could hardly even listen to them when I recorded them. All right. So we'll do it without the frequencies, but I might share them just so you get an idea. We'll do a little exercise. Okay. So the first technique is allowing, letting it be. So of your list of problems or conflicts and challenges, can you just let them be? Can you allow them to be? The number one cause of suffering is resistance. Resistance. And this especially happens when we judge things. When you label something bad, you're in trouble. You are seriously in trouble. Because then, unless you get away, you're going to be suffering, right? So, or it's just going to bug you, right? And when we label something good, we're also in trouble. Because now we're in danger of losing it. And when we lose it, we can get bummed out. So the whole trick is no good or bad, no judgment. And I thought, okay, well, what is it if it's not good or bad? Well, what it is a frequency.
there's no judgment to frequencies, it's just high or low, right? Or a timbre, which is a tonality, which is simply a chord structure, could be a dissonant sound or a beautiful sound. It just is what it is. Or a actual musical interval relationship, and that can be a dissonant musical interval or a harmonious musical interval. Or it's a musical flow, flowing, da da ba da 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 da, or not. Right? It just is what it is. We don't look at the river and go, oh, that rock sucks. The river goes right around it. It just is what it is. I mean, you could even go, oh my God, isn't that, it just really sucks that there's a lake or a pond there. It's like a massive blockage. Right? Right? It's like, oh my God. It just is what it is. It's a vibration. And you just go, ah, no judgment, no good or bad. That's the basis of all reality. Just a vibration. And you can just go, ah, right? So the question is, can you let all of your challenges just be? There's a guy named Hale Dwoskin that does something called the Sedona Method. And one of his big things is, can you allow it? I saw a video of him once with this woman, and the woman had caused a car wreck with her daughter in the car, and her daughter was killed. And Hale, she comes up on stage, and Hale goes, can you just allow it to be? And she goes, a few tears. And she goes, okay. It's interesting when you think of the sound of allowing or letting it be. It could be silence, or it could just be, can you let it be? Every challenge and conflict, no resistance, no suffering. This is a really important one. Right? The next one is to tune in to your own body. So you can simply be present in your body. Now, even if you have something going on, there are 70 trillion cells in the body. And that probably means there's still probably 60 trillion that are still humming consistently, or you'd be dead, right? So it's hard sometimes to tune in to that other 60 trillion when the 10 trillion are screaming, right? Or there's some challenge or conflict that's creating all this chaos in your body. It's hard to tune into the rest of the body that's humming consistently. But you can. It can be done. Especially if you've got pain, it's really cool to actually focus on the rest of your body. But just be present in your body. Also, to ground. It took me a while to learn how to ground. I was actually on a boat on the Nile River doing a workshop, and that's when I learned to just feel gravity in your body. It was really effective, especially being on the boat. And I often like to feel not only gravity, but feel it at the base of my spine. And today in class, somebody said, oh, to feel it in their feet, to actually feel your feet. That's really cool, to feel gravity in your body. Feel the earth pulling you to the center of the earth. We often take gravity for granted. We forget about it, and it's like we're totally being pulled to the center all the time. You can also do a deep breath, and when you do this deep breath, do it at the tempo that feels right for you. It's way better to breathe at your own natural metabolism rate, which is whatever feels comfortable for you, right? And then you can be present in the moment and be that point of awareness, which is the witness watching it all. The witness is perfectly still, and it has no emotions, and it's the camera that just never wobbles. So when you resonate, when you identify and become that point of awareness that's just watching it all, you're perfectly still and at peace. It's all, you can think of it this way. Instead of, we're going from one to two. Instead of being the chaos around you or in your mind, you're watching the chaos. You are a point of awareness watching the chaos. Two separate vibrations, and you are the peace that's watching it. Right? So what's really cool is whenever you're in the midst of a challenge, go to that place of presence in the moment, aware of the light around you, aware of the sound around you, present in your body, feeling the earth pulling you. I commonly tune into the base of my spine when in a challenge. And then just watch it all. If you've seen the movie Inside Out, it's really interesting. They've got all these animated characters or emotions that are in this little girl's head, but they left out the witness. They left out the witness, and that's the most important thing of all to deal with emotions. It's just to watch them instead of being them. Okay. So this is really cool, to just be present in your body, grounded and breathing. Then the next one is really effective, and that is to do toning, where you sing any vowel. You know, years ago, I broke a rib. I fell while reaching for a towel and fell on the side of the tub and broke a rib. And I screamed, and I noticed when I screamed, there was no pain. And when I stopped screaming, I felt the pain. So I screamed for 3 hours until I got so tired I couldn't scream anymore. But then the pain was much less. And then, years ago, I had appendicitis. And actually, the worst part was when they would pull the tape off the IV. And it would pull my hair. And I would scream, and that worked really well because the pain only lasted a minute or so, and then it was completely gone. Until the nurse came in and said, "Dave, you're freaking the people out down the hallway. They think somebody's dying in here." And then the doctor came in, and I told him that that worked really well. And he says, "You know why that is? Because when you make sound and fill up the nerve endings with sound, they can only handle one piece of information. So you have no pain information that gets to the brain." So that made me realize that you don't have to scream. You can simply tone any vowel. Right? And that is a stable, consistent vibration. And the stable, consistent tone of the vowels, all vowels, including humming, which is the M vowel, they're all peaceful because they're stable, consistent vibrations. So this is really cool when you're in the midst of a challenge, to be able to just tone out loud, because it totally gets that vibration in your body. So I want to give you an example here. So I'm going to have you tone really loudly, and I'm going to play the annoying sounds. And you'll notice that you hardly are affected by them at all. So you're going to have to focus here if you're doing something. No multitasking. Okay, so do a really loud vowel. out loud, any vowel. Okay? Warning, I'm going to be playing some annoying sounds, but if you're toning, it won't bother you. Okay, everybody. Keep it going. If you did it, you probably notice it didn't affect you. It doesn't affect you when you do any vowel out loud. It's really amazing. This is very cool to know. The only problem is sometimes it's difficult to do a sound out loud in public. I've also found that if you're in a argument or discussion with somebody and you're getting a little frazzled or upset, it doesn't really help to tone in the person's face. In fact, I've found that it makes it worse. So what you can do is tone silently. Do a quiet, silent vowel. Still creates that stable, consistent vibration inside you. It's really cool. Not quite as effective because you're not getting the physical vibration throughout your body when you do it out loud, but it's still really effective. And here's the beauty of it. It takes zero energy. When I was in the hospital after surgery, I couldn't sing a vowel for 15 seconds. When you've got chronic pain, it's hard to sing a vowel for all day long. But you can totally do vowels silently all day long. It's so easy because it takes zero energy. Okay. So try it. And I was instead of playing these horrible sounds, I'm just going to make some annoying sounds myself. Okay. So do any vowel really loudly in your head. Okay? Do it now. It's amazing what that does. You can even send that stable, consistent vowel directly to all of your challenges. Send it to the people that are in the challenges. Send it to the pain if you're working with a physical issue. Send it to the stress that any money issues is causing. Get it in your body silently. It's really cool. Very cool. You can totally do it in public as well. I've done it at the DMV. Now, even more effective is to get a song going in your head. I mean, you could just simply do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and it will overcome any chaos around you. Right? But even more effective is to do a chant or a mantra, because they have a not only a rhythm besides the sound, but also they've got specific energy based on that chant and mantra. In fact, the song or mantra or chant that you have going on in your head, the more complex it is, the more it will overcome any chaotic vibration around you or inside you. So let's practice. So here is a chant from the Hathors. The Hathors are these beings that were out in ancient Egypt, and they're all about love and light. And The chant is El Ka Lim Om. But the trick is to feel the energy of each element as you say each vowel. So El, earth, Ka, fire, Lim, water, Om, air. Right? Okay? So try it with me. El Ka Lim Om. 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 Now imagine your challenge or conflict right in front of you. Remember how chaotic it was before? And keep doing this chant. El Ka Lim Om. El Ka Lim Om. El Ka Lim Om. El Ka Lim Om. You could do Om Mani Padme Hum. You could do any chant or mantra. Or if you got a song that you really like, just sing the song in your head. I've got a song that's really effective. It's really nice when you do it based on your home note, as we do where we find yours. But let me play this song, which is a shorter version of Awakening. And it's really quite effective. This is called Source. Okay? Enjoy this. Notice how peaceful and stable this is, because it's mostly a drone, and drones are even more peaceful and than other music. Okay, this is off my album by Nutri Energetics called Body Field Sound Healing. This is Source. Enjoy. been muted. I got to start over here. Okay, we'll have to edit that out. Right. So the next one is to go to the frequency of your soul. Your soul is a frequency that I believe is really peaceful. There's nothing more peaceful than your soul. It never wobbles. I don't think your soul needs healing. It's incredibly stable. And when you build that connection called the antahkarana to your soul frequency, then you're completely at peace instead of using the emotional, instead of tuning into your emotional body and mental body, which are kind of all over the place. Right? So we find your home note, which is the frequency or rhythm of your metabolism where you're at peace. So I believe that, I've come to believe that your soul note is where you're at peace in your body. So you don't really need to know the note. I mean, it took a while for me to actually be able to even access it. Here's my soul note. Ooh, or an octave higher. But you don't really need to know the note. You can just tune in to the energy of your soul, which is so not only peaceful, but it's tapped into all of your past lives, your soul purpose, and all of source energy, where all is known. So you can simply find a low note that feels good to you, comfortable in your voice, and then resonate that with the energy of your soul. Go ahead and try it. It won't be the same as mine. Just play with it and see if you can. And it doesn't matter if you get the note right, as long as you're running that energy of your soul. This is a really good energy to tone, and it will help you deal with any challenge or conflict. People find this one really effective when we play those icky sounds or when you're in the midst of any challenge or conflict. That one's really cool too. Okay. So one more I want to share with you that's really effective, and that is to actually sing along with the challenge or conflict. Now, it's interesting to actually make any annoying sound your friend. Because when you're going, that's where the suffering is, when you're resisting it. So, say you got a leaf blower. Well, find the frequency of the leaf blower. It's not even critical you find it. And sing along with it. Just get silly. Right? Or a skill saw. Right? Or a chainsaw. Right? Sing along with it. I love singing along with jackhammers. I actually leave my seatbelt alarm off so I can sing along with it. Beep, 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 beep. Right? Or say you've got a actual siren. Well, you could do a wolf howl. Doggies have it down. Woo-woo! Try that. Woo-woo! Miss Bear likes that. Okay. Or there's Carolyn Mace talks about in one of her books, one of her friends was in a really bad accident. And this person went out of her body and was floating above the actual car. And she could actually hear all of the thoughts of the people in traffic. And most of the people were like, oh, man, damn it. I hate this traffic, because it was completely backed up. It's like, oh, I'm going to be late for work. Oh, this sucks. And this one car, a beam of light came out of it and went up into the sky and then came down into the top of her head. And she found herself back in her body inside the car. And that person was praying for her. So when she was out of her body, she was so present that she was able to remember the person's license plate number. And when she got out of the hospital like a month later, she went to the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, and got the person's address, which you can't do anymore. And then went to that person's house after she got out of the hospital and knocked on the door and said, thank you for saving my life. So now, whenever you hear a siren, just do a little prayer, right? Again, creating a stable, consistent vibration. Now we're going to do something really well. Oh, I had one other example. I had one of the people in class, he said he's really annoyed by the dogs barking next door. Until he thought to imagine they're all saying, hey. So they're going, hey, 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 hey. And then it made him smile. The whole trick is to make the annoying sound your friend. If you can find the frequency of it and match its frequency, that's kind of fun. I like to find frequency of a lot of noises and just kind of sing along with it and match it. And then it's really, really silly. Okay, so now I'm going to do something really silly. We're going to sing along with these annoying frequencies. So let me share my sound. Okay, so sing along with these really annoying, and these annoying frequencies represent all of your challenges and conflicts. Okay, I'll play it just shortly because it's really annoying. If you're not focused, it's going to be a little intense if you're not able to focus here. Okay, here it comes. I'm going to sing along with it. Get silly. Get silly. I told you we're going to get silly. Okay. It's light years better to be laughing at an annoying sound than going, ah. It's light years better for your body. Sing along with them. Make them your friend. It's really interesting to sing along with pains in the body. I found that if you can match the frequency of your pain, it can actually get rid of it completely. I had a woman that was singing the sound of her leg being practically paralyzed after falling off a house for 10 years. And then she came to class after 10 years and made the sound of the pain in her leg, and came back to class the next day and said, Dave, the pain is completely gone now. That's amazing. That's really amazing. Okay, we'll do one more. So we've got a little bit more time here. And that is, welcome this challenge or conflict. I find this one really effective. Think about the sound of welcoming. Say someone comes to your door and you welcome them in. It's kind of like, well, think about your challenges. Now, we're not saying bring them on. No way. But when it's already here, instead of going, oh, this sucks. Oh, this sucks. Judging it, making it bad, going into suffering. You go, well, thank you. Come on in. I had somebody in class once, they said, I don't want to welcome that shit. Well, it's a lot better than resisting it and hurting yourself more. It's a lot better. It's really interesting. When you do this well, all stress around any conflict or challenge goes away completely. Think about it. Think about your issues. And you were to, if you were to go, welcome. So now you're going, instead of, ah. What it does is when you're at peace with this stable, consistent vibration, it actually makes you have more capacity to be able to deal with the challenge. So, just doing something positive, then it's really effective. Especially a stable, consistent vibration. Okay. Let me play a little bit of another song, and it will end with here. So I'm going to share, sharing my sound, and here's a song off the second Nutra Energetics album called Reconnection. Okay, see if we got time. Yep, we got time for this. Enjoy this one. Thank you. intention for today is that you may be at peace in the midst of any challenge, no matter what's going on. Imagine being at peace always. Imagine that feeling the rest of the weekend and evening and weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.